This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States recorded more than 512,000 daily new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, the single highest one-day number of cases recorded since the beginning of the pandemic. The one-day record coincides with a New York Times database showing the seven-day average of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. rose above 267,000 on Tuesday. The recent surge is driven by a record number of children infected and hospitalized with COVID-19. However, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has lowered its previous estimate of new coronavirus cases driven by the rapidly spreading Omicron variant. The CDC last week said Omicron accounted for 73% of all variants in the week ending December 18th. The Federal Health Agency revised that estimate Tuesday to roughly 59%. Meanwhile, the surge of new COVID-19 infections in the United States has forced the cancellation of another postseason college football game. The Holiday Bowl was canceled Tuesday, just hours before the game's scheduled kickoff in San Diego, California, when the University of California, Los Angeles, announced it would be unable to play against North Carolina State because too many players had been diagnosed with the virus. A total of five postseason games have been canceled, while a handful of bowl games are going ahead with different teams. Officials with the upcoming major college football championship playoffs have warned the four participating teams that if they cannot play in Friday's semifinal matchups, they may have to forfeit. In COVID-19 travel-related news, the CDC on Tuesday added three European destinations, Malta, Moldova, and Sweden, to its list of nations that Americans should avoid visiting due to the high risk of contracting COVID-19. Destinations are designated by the agency as level four or highest risk after its infection rate goes above 500 cases per 100,000 residents over the last 28 days. Mexican authorities said Tuesday it will allow cruise ships to dock even if the vessels are carrying people infected with COVID-19. The health department said passengers or crew who are asymptomatic will be allowed to leave the ship, while those with symptoms will be quarantined and receive medical attention if needed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday lifted a travel ban on eight countries in southern Africa aimed at containing the fast-moving Omicron variant. President Biden quickly imposed the ban after Omicron was first detected by scientists in South Africa in late November. Along with South Africa, other nations included in the travel ban were Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, and Zimbabwe. Biden said U.S. health officials, in collaboration with South African scientists, have made substantial progress in understanding the variant. In China, the northwestern city of Xi'an entered its seventh consecutive day of lockdowns as the number of new COVID-19 infections continues to rise. The city reported 151 domestically transmitted cases on Tuesday, bringing the total number of new cases since December 9th to 1,000. Residents are prohibited from driving even within city limits unless for work or taking part in virus control efforts, with violators facing 10 days in detention and up to $78 in fines. Residents are already banned from leaving their homes unless they have essential jobs. Australia is also undergoing a dramatic increase in new coronavirus infections, posting nearly 18,300 infections Wednesday, well above Tuesday's previous high of around 11,300. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported just 11,200 infections Wednesday, nearly double the 6,602 new cases posted the previous day. Despite the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has so far ruled out lockdowns, urging people to focus on the number of patients admitted to hospitals. And Indonesia says it will push a boat containing 100 Rohingya Muslims back to international waters, despite calls from the United Nations Refugee Agency to allow the passengers to disembark. The boat has been adrift for days off the country's northernmost province of Aceh. The agency says the boat is reportedly leaking and has a damaged engine and may be at risk of capsizing. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for